Hello everyone, it's Harry here. I hope you're all well. It's been an emotional week at Manchester United and I'm now looking forward to Sunday's derby. Not in all senses, absolutely not. I'm dreading the game itself. United looked really poor. Tuesday absolutely provided several players with some very necessary confidence boosts, especially Andre Onana, and what a fantastic feeling at the end of that game. United were poor, but that feeling, oh, it's good. And also it makes the comparisons we made recently to that period in autumn 2021 under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in the Champions League, those comparisons feel a little bit closer now. Let's hope for the best on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that game, not because of the match itself, but because of the occasion. It was a special, if emotional, night on Tuesday as the club and supporters, including those of Copenhagen who were fantastic, pay tribute to Sir Bobby Charlton. It will be the same again on Sunday, I hope, and I hope City fans respect the minutes of applause and the tributes as much as the Copenhagen fans did, who were brilliant. I've stood next to them in the Red Army's A stand section, which was a first for me, and that was a fantastic experience as well. What I'm really here to tell you about isn't all of this. I'm afraid it's a little limited to Manchester-based listeners. We have listeners all around the world, but this one is just for those near me, because I'm hosting a book launch for my book, The Men Who Made Manchester United. It's on Monday, the day after the Manchester derby, at the old Nag's Head pub in town. It's a great United pub. Perhaps we'll be celebrating a victory, or maybe we'll be comforting each other in post-derby defeat mode. Either way, it'll be a chance to mingle with like-minded Reds after the derby. And for me, it'll be an opportunity to celebrate the launch of the book with family and mates, and possibly you if you can make it. There will be signed copies available. There'll be some bundled discounts if you want to get a few copies for mates or family as birthday presents, or even get yourself very well sorted in advance for Christmas. And if we've not met, it'd be lovely to see you. There's no better feeling for me than, well, apart from a late penalty save from Andre Onana, there's no better feeling than meeting podcast listeners in person. It really is. It's lovely. So that is the official launch of The Men Who Made Manchester United at the old Nag's Head pub in Manchester City Centre, just off Albert Square, on Monday, the 30th of October evening. I'll be there from 4 p.m.-ish. Most people will be coming from about 5:30, 6 p.m. So you're welcome to come after work, or you're welcome to come a bit later on. We'll be there officially until about 8 p.m. But to be honest, we'll be there having a few pints after for some time after 8 p.m. and probably until close, potentially in celebration, hopefully of a derby win, but certainly in celebration of the book as well. We've no time to record a full episode this week because it's a very busy one for both Jack and I. A lot of my time has been taken up with work around the tributes to Sir Bobby Charlton. Tuesday was certainly emotional. Sunday will be too. The programme for Sunday is looking in great shape. The programme editor and the other guys on the team have done an amazing job with it. And queues to buy the programme were huge on Tuesday, and it was a very good issue. But Sunday is has the main tributes in it. There's some brilliant stuff in there. So if that's kind of your thing, if that's your kind of thing, sorry, I'd recommend getting a copy. It was a real honour to contribute to. I don't think I've ever felt a greater sense of responsibility writing my small section for this. I don't think I've felt that before. Finally, if you're not Manchester based but interested in the book, I might do a small event in London too. So let me know if you'd be interested in that. It'd probably be around the weekend of Fulham away. And just to say, I appreciate all the listeners who've bought the book or sent lovely messages already. If anyone would like a signed copy, and I can't quite believe that people have asked, I'm still getting my head around that, you can DM me on Twitter at HarryRobinson64 and I'll try to sort that. And yeah, really just a thank you to you for listening to this episode, but to any in the past, because the support of listeners on this podcast over the last few years has helped me to do the things that I'm doing now, writing for United and others and writing this book. So thank you. And if you're Manchester based, Monday evening, the old Nag's Head, maybe see you there. Otherwise, have a great weekend, everyone. And if you can, enjoy the derby.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.